This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, I'm Ethan, otherwise known as Slotted Gaming.
I am, once again, your hilariously handsome host,
Jeebus
Stevens, also known as John.
The ego massager over on John's brain over there is getting bigger by the second.
Yes. Well, you know, like I said the last episode, someone's got to do it.
Well, it wasn't for them, it's not the last episode, though.
It wasn't the last one I hosted. Listening.
I wasn't. You didn't say
that. That's minus 5 points.
you can't do it.
I can't. It just doesn't mean much. But, yeah, so if you missed two episodes ago for you guys, we said how we done goofed and we recorded things in weird order, so for us, this is happening in the past.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Well, actually, this one would be the latest one for them. Well, for... You know what I mean.
It's oh, yeah. Yeah. It happened after the past, as things do.
Yeah. That's how the past works. After the Impossible Quiz episode, which for us we just did, but for you guys it was two episodes ago. Orphanages have been destroyed. Some like elderly homes have been broken into for various reasons. Just stuff had to happen, you know.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. I get that.
Right. So, outside of that, you know, it's pretty normal. I mean, I can't say I've done anything different. Obviously, for us, it's been like 10 or so minutes after the last one, so not too much going on. We forgot to do this in the last episode, but if you have missed it, my song has come out now. So if you want to check out Next Up Ethan, go check it out on any streaming platform except for Amazon, except for YouTube Music. Same thing with John's song. If you still have not heard John's song yet, what are you doing? It's called Next Up John. Check it out, same places. And I'm pretty happy with him. Seems like from what I've gotten, you guys are really happy with John's song. Mine just came out, so I haven't gotten anything about that yet. So make sure you go listen to him.
Indeed. Yes, I listened to his song and it was pretty good. So very thumbs up.
Which one do you like better,
and
John?
If you haven't listened to it, what's that?
Which one do you like better? Putting pressure on you.
Well, you see, I'm not gonna answer that.
What if a gun was at your head and you had to answer it, huh?
Well, I would just not be in that situation.
What if I have Agent 47 on speed dial right now telling me that he's at your location and there's a sniper pointed at your chest right now? And that if you don't answer the question, he will have to do something ghastly.
Guess I'll die.
Guess I'll die. But, so if you don't want to have Agent 47 visit your location, then, go listen to him. Pretty good.
Because as you know, Agent 47 he works for us, and he goes after anyone who doesn't support us.
Well, he works for me, because if he worked for us, like, he wouldn't be able to kill you, but because he only works for me, he's able to. So, you know, that's how that works.
Right, like, I can tell him to do something as long as it doesn't conflict with what you told him to do.
Right.
So, like, I can't tell him to not shoot me.
Right. But... Well, you could. He just wouldn't listen.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know.
But do you have a headline?
The headline is that I don't have a headline.
Wow. Revolutionary.
So, yeah, I mean, I got one for the last episode John hosted. And then, obviously, I'm pretty sure I had one for the last episode for you guys. But yeah, I remember the last time I talked about how Jack Doherty guy is just the biggest piece of garbage I've ever seen. In fact, I'm literally looking at a video of him from the past where he crashes his car. He refuses to help his friend that's literally dying because he's bleeding all over the place, and he's still filming. He's like, "Oh my god, my car! Oh no, my $1 million car!" Yeah, be quiet. So that's still fun. There's probably more developments of that now when this comes out, but I don't have the future. I don't have that. So
you can't see into the future.
No.
Why can't you?
Because I don't want to. Oh, actually,
you
know,
at least
this. Hang on, red alert! We got a headline incoming. I just found this actually. Shigeru Miyamoto is now 73 years old. It's his birthday. As of us recording this, as when you guys get this, it will not be anymore. But as of this recording, this is his birthday. So cool. Made a lot of
happy belated birthday to him.
Yeah, he's made a lot of. He's helped a lot of great games come out. I think Nintendo generally is fine. I don't like their legal side of it, but outside of the legal side of stuff, they make some pretty decent games. I still think the Galaxy 1 and 2 thing for $80 is ridiculously dumb. A lot of their recent stuff has been iffy, but they've made a lot of like great games, obviously, in the past and stuff. Hopefully they can move on going forward, too. I'm worried the Switch 2 is going to be like the Wii U, because I haven't really heard much about it. So we'll see. I mean, I haven't heard any bad things. Usually after the Wii U came out, there's a lot of bad things. So I guess I feel like it's just right in the middle line right now. Because a lot of the newer gen stuff, there's not much on them. From what I can tell, the PS5 has the most stuff on it, and even then, there's not a lot. There's obviously PS4 stuff that you can transfer over, but I'm talking about like PS5 exclusives. Like, there's the Doom game, which I wish I could play, but I can't. So that's the one motive I have. Outside of that, I think... Oh, there was another game that's like a... It's like a Mario Galaxy type of game, but it's from Sony. I forget what that game was called. Astrobot, maybe? That game looked really fun, too. So there's a couple games on PS5 that are making me consider it. But there's the thing is, like, I'm saving up for a PC right now. And I'm looking into getting one of those because once I get that, dude, there's so many good games that I have like ready to buy because they're just so fun. Like GTFO is my first pit stop because I want to play that immediately. It looks like such a fun game. I think they just updated it too. So, yeah. But I think Nintendo's good at being right now. They're good at being average. I think that's about as all I can say there. So.
I have really no strong opinions about Nintendo. Mario's cool. I like Pokemon.
Mario's
about
cool.
But do you have a creative showcase and or a viewer email for us today?
Well, I was looking through my emails, but I don't see one that's... Usually I pick them out, because before Sunday happens, I'll pick out one that says that they want us to read on the podcast. I haven't seen one just yet. And I don't feel like sitting here the entire time looking for one. Maybe next episode I should have one, hopefully. But the creator showcase is myself. Check out the songs that we just talked about. I'm gonna do it again. So next up, John. Next up, Ethan. Check them out on any stream platform besides YouTube Music, and have a great time listening. Put them on repeat. Actually, put it on repeat and then listen to it 100 times. That's your homework before the end of the week. Your homework is due on the next Sunday, and it will be on the test. So
if you don't do that, we will have to, like I said, send H47 over to your home.
No, he's not on that. Stuff. He's not on that mission. Basically, if you've seen the game Devour before, something's going to happen along those lines, basically.
Okay, yeah, so if we don't do it, that happens to you, and yeah, if that doesn't deter you, then some orphanages might... be getting donation of gasoline.
Delayed donation of gasoline and well, like matches, right? You know, gotta have the matches too.
Yes, yes. So it's a 2-for-1 combo, really.
It's a 2-for-1 special, yeah.
That's gonna happen if you don't listen to this these songs that are amazing.
Exactly.
If that's all we got covered, because you know we don't have anything else, we should probably end the episode, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I guess that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. They had a great time.
Yeah.
We're going to just title this the shortest episode ever.
Topic.
We don't need a topic. That'd be such like that's such like an April Fool's episode where like it seems we make it the length of a normal episode so no one's suspicious, but it's really just 15 minutes of silence and it's just the intro and the outro together. That'd be so funny. We're not doing that, but it'd be really funny.
Indeed, indeed. Now today we're talking about if we were the CEO of various companies and what we would do in that position.
It's a little bit of a game because John's going to give me a business, I'm going to give him a business, and so on and so forth, and then you have to talk about what you would do, what you would change, and that kind of stuff. But you don't get to choose what business you're being thrust into the CEO seat of. So.
Yes, of course. This isn't realistic.
Yeah. Got to make it interesting, you know. Can't just talk about things you change about companies, because we technically have an episode close to that, which is We Have the Beef, all the way back in season one, where we just complained about companies we didn't like.
So, and complaining is something we are good at.
It sure is.
But I suppose I should go first as the host. So, I am going to give you... You are now the CEO of Microsoft. What do you do?
I just really nuke the whole thing. I mean, like, just in general, just delete some things were never meant to be seen by the human eye. That's one of them. And there's really no saving it, really, at this point. I mean, there's just, like, Windows 11, whoever thought of that. Whoever thought of Windows 11, they're just fired on the spot as soon as they become CEO. Whoever thought of the UI change, they're not only getting fired, I'm making sure they never get a job ever again type of thing, you know what I mean? So there's that. slightly joking, obviously. But what I would do is definitely switch the UI from Windows 11 back to Windows 10. Like, obviously, the program would still be on Windows 11, but the UI wouldn't have changed. Because, oh my goodness, the UI is horrendous. I don't know what whack job thought that the UI looked good. Why is everything in the middle? The middle's stupid. Why would I want stuff in the middle? I don't. The answer is I don't. And then also, the folders look, while yes, they look closer to real-life folders, this isn't real life. This is the digital world, all right? Make the folders look normal, all right? Change it back to the... Definitely change that back. And then I'm removing whatever setting I had on that automatically is on in Windows 11, which is really stupid. And I would remove that setting just completely. You have to go into like a special menu to find that if you really wanted that. I don't know why you'd want it because it sounded horrible. There are audio enhancements. Yeah. Who thought, like, what are you enhancing? Enhancing the white noise of the mic? Yeah. Okay. So that I'd change. I'd make Microsoft 365, I'd make that free, or counterpoint actually, I'd make OneDrive free, and then I'd reduce the price of Windows 365, because I've heard from numerous people that they don't even like paying for that. So we'd still get money, but we'd lower the price, so it seems like it'd be nice, because you know, the company's still gotta make money, right? But I'd make OneDrive free.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
OneDrive should be free. There's like the biggest scam in terms of capitalism right now is like storage. We have to pay for storage. That's ridiculous. So yeah, get rid of that. The price tag on that. And I'd also make it way easier to find out or to find your subscription stuff. Because anytime I've ever had a subscription with Microsoft, it's been the biggest pain in the butt to try and even find it. And their customer service, I'd delete the entire customer service department. Their customer service is garbage. And so I'd like redo the customer, like I'd basically be Elon Musk with Twitter. I'd get rid of that entire department and remake it to make it better. Cause every time, and the third guy mentioned this when he was here too, that their customer service is just awful. It's god awful. I've never had such a worse experience with a customer service agent than I have with Microsoft. Like, even Nintendo's pretty bad, but they're not that bad as Microsoft is. So those are the big changes that I do with Microsoft. So
yeah, those are decent changes. Because, I mean, I haven't had too many issues with Windows 11. I've had a couple here and there, but not like too many huge issues. There's been some things I'm like, why would you choose to do that? That is, doesn't make any sense.
Right. Well, and it's your computer that's turning off it's switching your microphone from your normal microphone that you use to your controller, so that's Windows 11, isn't it? Because I don't feel like that happened when you had Windows 10.
I also can't remember. Who knows? Maybe it is. Maybe, just nuke the company. Just get rid of Microsoft. who needs computers?
Who needs computers?
Britain, yes, do you have a company that I've become CEO of?
I do. You're now the CEO of Wendy's.
Wendy's, well, first thing I do, I just, like, make sure that I get free Wendy's for life, even when I'm no longer the CEO. I think that's what I'll do. And, bring back the blue cheese for the saucy nugs. I like blue cheese with my spicy nuggets, and you can't stop me from having that.
I mean, they could fire you. They could fire you, though. Thing. They could stop you indefinitely.
But I'm the CEO, so I would say they're fired.
That's not how that works.
Fire basically everyone who has any sort of disagreement with me, I would say. It'd be like, you think this is how you should run a restaurant? No, I'm right. You're wrong. You're fired. And that's how it should go, I believe. And I would open up more places. You know, have one right across the street from my house, actually. That's a good place to put one. A lot of traffic there, for sure. I mean, I see people driving on this road every day. Sure, they have to because they live here. But that's besides the point. So those are pretty good changes, I'd say. As the things that they're doing wrong, it's not a whole lot. Like, a lot of times, I mean, I'm looking at Wendy's, I'm like, man, you suck at this one thing. There's not much like that for me. I would say... There's one thing I tried once, and I was like, this is disgusting. But I think it was a bad day, I think. I really don't know. Can't think of it. No, if it was Burger King, if you said, see, Burger King, I would have so many things to say.
Right.
But Wendy's still doing a pretty good job, as far as fast food goes, anyway.
Yeah. All right, well, you got my next one?
Yes, indeed. You know, speaking of, the CEO of Burger King.
I was kind of joking about burning Microsoft down, but that's truly getting burned down. I literally, that's not even a joke. Burger King is such a disgrace to the, really just food in general. It's really a disgrace to food, and therefore it's a disgrace to humanity. And, there's no one, if you like Burger King, then, you need to recalculate your life choices and really, truly assess why you're on this planet. Just blow it up. Just nuke it, hit the self-destruct button, whatever I gotta do, you know? We'd start an immediate demolition of all the Burger Kings and change them into Wendy's, of course. The truly superior one out of those two. So actually, because you're the CEO, I'd work with you. I'd reach out to you, be like, hey, we have some new plots that have popped up out of nowhere. I wonder what could have happened. Ignore the old Burger King sign that's there. Would you like to move in there? It'd give you some more locations, you know? And so I do that, and then I would just, like, erase every public identity that Burger King has ever had. That way, it's kind of just erased from the history books, you know. So, really, I would go to the fullest extent to get it off the map, you know what I mean? And you might be thinking I'm joking or exaggerating. I'm not. That's how much I hate Burger King. So, it's gone. It's, like, if I was a CEO, it's gone. So, if you actually like Burger King, you're probably happy that I'm not the CEO. If you're anyone with a brain, then you probably want me to be CEO. So, Ethan for CEO 2026.
Yes. Apparently, allegedly, I've heard that it at one point was good, that they actually had decent food.
That's hilarious.
And then they were just like, let's change all of our recipes to be shit.
I think that happened really quickly after they started. I don't think there was ever a point they were good.
This is sad. People... I never liked them, certainly.
People have literally written songs about this. This is why I said this, I think it was on a stream, it wasn't on the podcast. I said that, like, whether you like the song or hate it, the We Didn't Start the Fire is a really good, like, song that you can remix into your own thing. So there's so many, there's one that's like, We Didn't Rig the Mob Vote, is by, like, the poking fun of the Mojang thing. And then there is one called The thing is called We Didn't Give You Nuggets. And the reason it's called that is because the person was making a joke on how actually garbage their nuggets are, and that they're basically cardboard. And I forget. One of the lyrics was so funny, but I forget exactly how it went, but it went something along of like, why did you go here for chicken? Or like something like that. Again, I don't remember the exact full song. I need to go listen to it again because it was really funny. I just scrolled past it on like I was actually on Instagram Reels. I scrolled right past it. And I was like, oh, that's hilarious. I gotta go back and listen to that. I think it's We Didn't Give You Nuggets, I think is the song, if you wanted to find it. And it's just a song. It's a song parodied of We Didn't Start the Fire, but it's a song based on how shit Burger King is. So. And it's not just us. All the comments, because I looked into the comments, all the comments were saying, yeah, the song's great, this makes total sense, like, I hate Burger King, like, everyone was trashing on it, like, I don't know how they have business. And then, like, there's the whole thing that happened, like, a while ago, where they, like, intervened into streams, and, like, donated the bare minimum amount and said, hey, go get a burger from Burger King, and, like, basically undisclosed ads, and the streamers got in trouble for it. It's like, listen. The shady business practices, their garbage food, just blow the whole, there's no saving it. Nuke the whole thing. Just go and make Wendy's, McDonald's, and whatever else be the kings. And that's about it.
Yes, because, it's just not good. And if, like Ethan said, if you do like the king, then maybe go see a doctor. You might have lost taste, and you might have COVID.
I don't know if a doctor can help you. I think you really just got to go to like a psychologist or like a neuroscientist or something along the lines. Something higher than a doctor.
Yeah, whatever the case is, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Medically speaking. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it's my turn to give you a thing, right?
Indeed, it is.
You are now the CEO of Sony.
Of Sony. Well. I would be like, hey, what's the deal with this, what's the deal with you not releasing DLC for Spider-Man 2 for no reason, even though you said you would? What's going on about that? You got the DLC, we know it's in the files, so, like, what's going on here? Can I release? And then I would release it. I would do that. I'd make them actually finish it and release the DLC. Then, I'd make them release the multiplayer Spider-Verse game that they said they were making just to say that they were not making it anymore. They literally announced it that they were not making it. So it's like, what the hell's wrong with you, Sony? Why did you announce that you weren't making something that you never said you were making in the first place? It's like, that doesn't make any sense at all. Just say nothing. Although that may have been Insomniac, not Sony, but you know, they were obviously working together because Sony property. Whatever the case, that's what I would do. I'd make them release their Spider-Man stuff. I would maybe be like, hey, listen, Disney, as long as you keep Tom Holland in a job, you guys can have Spider-Man. You can do it. Because we're not utilizing him, and we're only using him so we can keep the rights, which is a little stupid if you ask me, so we don't need to be doing that anymore.
Right.
And then I would make them lower the price of PlayStation 5 because that's too expensive.
That's fair, yeah. That's really the reason I haven't got it yet, is because it's too expensive. I'd rather PC over it. While the PC is like almost double the price, I'd rather pay that more than just get a PS5 and have like play two games on it, you know?
Yeah, because like the point a lot of console players say was like when they say why they don't have a PC is because technically it's cheaper for decent amount of quality, and so it's easier, you know, more affordable that way. But when it's super expensive, the draw's not there. So you can lower the price, you get more sales, and then make more money that way, because obviously if nobody's buying your stuff because it's too expensive, then you're not gonna make back that money that you could have been getting if you lowered the price a bit. But yeah, that's what I would do.
I found it.
I don't know why I focused so much on Spider-Man, but
yeah, I found it. We didn't give you nuggets. Why did you ever think you'd get a quality product? That's I love that. The next line is something, because obviously it repeats the chorus. It's why didn't we give you nuggets? He must be high or drunk or blind or dumb. Is the next line. So again, it's a song that's just absolutely clowning on them for their chicken stuff. It's really funny. Anyway, I was desperate because I wanted to find the lyric that I was talking about, because I knew I'd slap myself if I didn't find it. So there we go. But anyway, yeah. So Sony, like, yeah, that's, I don't really care too much about Spider-Man. In fact, I think I didn't even like Spider-Man 2, but I don't know what I really changed. I was looking at the song when you said it. Did you say something about Tom Holland like letting Marvel use him or something? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, let Marvel have Tom Holland as Spider-Man and don't have this weird, like, not even war, because, I mean, they both make so much fucking money off of him. Yeah. Like, they both do. Sony and Marvel make so much money off of the Spider-Man films. Just let them do them.
Well, I was going to say, what they could do instead of owning him is license him. You give him over, but you make them pay you every time for whatever the agreement would be. For however many years you would make the contract for. Like, that's how you do it. Because then you still get the money, but then Marvel can be like, hey, instead of having to ask Sony to do this with us, we're going to be like, hey, let's make this now. Granted, Marvel's not been great for the past couple years, but, I mean, Thunderbolts was okay. I didn't hate it. What else? I mean, Loki is, like, that's been the best thing they've ever made since post-Endgame, but, Quantumania sucked ass, just like John Machine. What else sucked? I mean, basically everything else. But there was another one. Oh, Captain America: Brave New World wasn't awful. So yeah, it just depends. I mean, they've kind of been on a downcline for me personally. But obviously, Doomsday. Everyone's really just waiting for that at this point, because Doomsday it has the potential to be really good, especially with Robert Downey Jr. As what's his face, Doom. So there's big potential there. It's whether they utilize the potential or not, that's the question.
I've been one of the few people who are like, no, these are actually good. What are you talking about? But I can see why people don't. Well, why people are unhappy with some of the movies and stuff. But for me, it's like, this is great.
Right.
I'm just easily pleased, I guess, when it comes to Marvel movies.
I guess so. Yeah, or maybe it's like Burger King, where you're being lured into a false sense of security that you actually like it. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like hypnotized. Maybe that's probably the only business that Burger King could possibly have. They're somehow hypnotizing the people that they already got. You know what I mean?
Right.
I would say they're putting drugs in the food, but I can't legally say that. So
yes, that would be defamation.
That'd be defamation, yeah.
And we legally can't say that.
So. And borderline corporate espionage, you know.
Sure.
This is the silence in between. Alright, so I gave you that, so it's your turn to give me mine now.
Yes, well, I think I'll give you Amazon. Yes, you're the CEO of Amazon now.
Really do nothing.
You are the new Jeff Bezos.
At this point, like, Amazon just makes so much damn money that I just sit back, relax, I buy like 15 yachts, and no, I'm just kidding. Even with that kind of money, I wouldn't buy that much stuff. I'd definitely, here's the thing, you know what? Because Amazon's already a massively established brand, right? I wouldn't need to change anything immediately. I can make some subtle changes after I'm done with this part. So what I'd do is I'd honestly put money aside, I'd retire my mom, so she wouldn't have to work anymore. And then my next step would be to get a better house with a backyard that I could have a pool in it. And then after that, really, then I would worry about the company after that. But the change that I'd make is I'd have more deals on Prime stuff. I'd make Prime subscriptions lower, especially considering how much money actually comes from Amazon. I'd get more into the... I don't know. I guess there's a lot of... I'd make getting on Amazon a bit harder, because there's some scams on Amazon that I don't know how they exist, but they do. So I'd make getting into Amazon a little bit harder in terms of if you're trying to sell something. But just because I think there should be a bit more vetting to be done, I'd make a whole new department actually specifically for that, like a fraud department type of thing. I'd make my own like fraud department so that they scour Amazon. That's all they do, is they scour Amazon for suspicious activity. They look into it. If it's nothing, they just let it go and they dismiss the warning. Or if they see it and they're like, oh, that's a Nintendo Switch for a penny. That's a scam. And then they delete it off the platform. So all I would do is really just like small minute stuff. There's a couple things in the UI as a graphic designer. I'm like, well, that's stupid. And also, one major thing has changed is if I go to Amazon right now, and I've done this because I just bought the Backrooms book I talked about last time. If I go to my deals page, which is on the beginning, and I say recommended deals for you, and I click the book one, it doesn't bring me to deals that are only about books. It just brings me to the deal page again. And that is the dumbest thing, because right now, the first thing, I went into the deals page, and I clicked on the deals for you, and under the deals for you, there was a subcategory with books in it. I'm like, oh, I like books. Let me see if there's any deals in some books. And of course, I click on that, knowing that I want to get some books, because that's, you know, why I clicked in the subcategory. And the first thing that pops up is a National Tree Company Christmas tree for $1,000. Yeah, because that's related. So, like, and then the next thing is a Keurig K Elite Single thing coffee maker for $209. That's pretty expensive. And like, I'd have to scroll how far down to see an actual book. Hang on. Hold Your Dang Horses. Here it is. The Girl Next Door. Whatever that is. That actually sounds pretty cool. What is that? So I scrolled down like 15 to like 15 items before I actually found a book. So I changed it's not a design thing necessarily, or it might be. It might be a design problem, or it's like a URL problem. Either way, I'd fix it so that that's not stupid, because that is dumb. I clicked on the book thing specifically so I'd see books. So unacceptable, and I might have to sue myself because I'd be the CEO. So,
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
That's the biggest thing I changed. Everything else would be kind of like smaller, like noticeable changes, like quality of life changes is how I talk about them. So.
Right. Yeah, there's so much like you wouldn't even need to be like, oh, I can make so much more money. Because at that point, it's like, why don't I even bother?
Right.
I make so much money. if you just somehow get thrusted into the CEO position of Amazon, you're like, listen, guys, do what you've been doing. I'm going on vacation. See ya.
Well, yeah, and I don't know what Amazon owns at this point. I know they own a bunch of different stuff, so I'd have to look into what they actually own, because that might make small changes to that too. But other than that, there wouldn't be a lot happening because, like right. I said, they're pretty. Amazon's not perfect by any means, but they are one of the better companies that, if I was thrust into a CEO position, I wouldn't do much with it. So.
Right. Fair enough.
All right, so you need one, right? So you are thrust into the CEO position of Nintendo. You are Doug Bowser.
Nintendo.
Your name is now legally Bowser.
Gotta be it. You gotta have the Bowser name.
John Bowser. That's it.
Yep.
Or it could be Bald Bowser. Ah, that's even better. Bald Bowser.
that's the thing
that gave you the direct.
I'd be like, listen, people of Nintendo, stop. Like, I'd probably fix the legal department. That's what I would make. Listen. We do not need to be striking down these fan games.
Right.
Like, not even asking for money. What are we doing here? Like, they're not bothering anyone. And then also maybe be like, hey, maybe we should take a page out of Scott Cawthon's book, actually hire some of these fan creators, you know, make us some more money instead of demolishing them out of existence and ruining our fan base's feelings towards us. Outside of the people who are just like, Nintendo could do no wrong, we love Nintendo. Those people, a little bit weird. But at least I'd be giving them a reason to believe that by the following nonsense.
Right.
And then be like, listen, Pokemon, what are you doing? Why does our story suck ass? Just like that machine. Maybe we should make some good stories here instead of just the same stuff over and over again, but with new Pokemon. You ever think about that? So fix that.
Right.
Those are the main things, really.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the legal part, the legal department would definitely be number one for me, too, if I was that. Because it's like, you don't need to be striking down everything that you see. Like, it ain't that serious. Especially the content creators, because they're not a threat to your space. If anything, they're promoting your space, and you're just being stupid about it. When the whole Palworld thing came out, I'm like, I mean, I wouldn't do that, but at least they have a reason they can say. It's like, oh, you're competing with our game. That's the only thing they could say there. With the content creator stuff, you can't say anything there. They're not competing in your space. So, yeah.
Right.
That's the dumbest thing I've seen them do. So it's like if Billy Mitchell was actually competent in suing things. Like that's kind of how I describe Nintendo Nintendo suing people.
Indeed. There was something recently that they were like, we want to own the ability to summon and ride creatures.
Oh, yeah, they did that too.
We made up that.
And well,
you didn't, Nintendo. You didn't come up with that.
I saw that that got denied anyway, so the core was like, no, we're not having that.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the sort of thing I'm talking about. Like, I'd be like, hey, listen, we gotta stop making these stupid claims. These are ridiculous, and what are we doing here? Like, obviously we don't own the rights to freaking gameplay mechanics that are older than us. Which is ridiculous. And even the Palworld was pretty nonsense, because, like, it's inspired by, clearly, it's different genre of game. Like, sure, you still have the capturing Pokemon pals in that game. But, like, that's about it. There's a lot to that game that is not like Pokemon. So I think that one was kind of lame.
Right.
Okay, so my turn to put you into a new position.
Yep.
Of CEO status. Let's see, you become the CEO of Netflix.
Netflix?
Whatever the company I don't know, that's the company I don't care.
I don't give two hoots about Netflix. That's the one where I mean, I almost think I'd, like, lower the budget of everything, because they spend, and I think, I forgot who it was, but Joe Rogan had someone on his podcast that explained it really well, and it makes perfect sense. So, Netflix pays $200 million for these people to make a movie that will entertain you for 5 hours, right? YouTube pays, in this instance, he's Joe Rogan. YouTube pays Joe Rogan $0. Now, that's technically not the case, but you know where he's going. He pays Joe Rogan $0 to entertain you for a week, because he makes, like, weekly stuff. So, that's the reason that they gave for why modern stuff is dying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, TV shows and movies are on the decline. Like, they've been on the decline ever since YouTube and stuff has come out. So, now granted, it's not like a slope or anything, it's like a slow down trickle, but it's gonna keep going down for a while, and I forgot who it was, but someone in the industry said they're predicting that Netflix, Peacock, like all those things will be gone by 2060, and it's just gonna be strictly stuff like YouTube. Now, my only concern with that is that YouTube better still remain free. No one better even ever try to make that, because you have YouTube Plus, or not YouTube Plus, thank God for that. YouTube TV, which is you could pay for, and if you want to, I want to pay a tribute to your wallet, because that is a bad decision. But still, and then of course you can buy stuff in YouTube, like you can buy Super Chat stuff, you can buy subscriptions, like the join button stuff. You can do that, and that's fine, I think that's fine, but don't ever make me pay for, like, like the way Disney Plus does it, where you can't even enter it without having a subscription type of thing. My only concern is if Disney Plus and all of them dies, that YouTube would really be left. And I guess there's technically still, like, Instagram, but that's more of, like, sharing photos. They're not technically in the same space. So I'd worry because they'd be more of a monopoly, which isn't really allowed, but I don't know who else would be making stuff at that point. I guess independent filmmakers could still be fine, but that's because they have such a low budget. A lot of these bigger companies are making their budget so high, like Stranger Things. Like, that's, like, granted, it's one of their better shows, but they spend so much money on that. And if they don't break even, then obviously they lose money. And then if they keep doing that every time they make a new show, which Stranger Things, I think that's one of the few they made money on. Everything else either sucks or I've never heard about, so therefore it's losing money. And so Netflix is losing money, and especially because they stopped password sharing, which I would allow again, because that's what got people to actually use Netflix. So I don't know why that was a decision. So I'd make that happen. I'd find a way to try to make money. If I don't see a way out of making money, though, I would just sell the company. That is honestly what I would do. I'd sell it to someone else, or to the highest bidder, whatever.
And I feel like TV shows and whatnot, they still have a place. There's still some really solid, like, maybe not Netflix. I don't think I've heard of too many Netflix shows that have been really amazing. But there's some solid shows and stuff still being created behind, like, they're behind paywalls, but, you know, obviously, you know, cable had that before, and there wasn't a huge issue. But the thing is, like, they're trying to make it so every single user has to pay for it, and it's like, at that point, why do you have multiple profiles if you're not going to let them have, like, multiple places that they watch it from? You know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, because once Netflix started doing their whole no passwords sharing, everybody else was like, oh, we should start doing that too. So it's really, like, been a huge domino effect of people watching shows less because they're like, oh, well, this is freaking stupid that, you know, I was on my parents' account and now I can't use it because I don't live with them anymore. It's like that. It's, you're not making money at that point. You're just spending a lot of money on these huge shows that people don't freaking, like, don't even like that much. And then canceling all your successful shows and then making a, like, weird decision of limiting the people who have access to your website. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I'll give you another one. So you are now the CEO of, let's go with, you're now the CEO, you know what? You're now the CEO of Cheesecake Factory. What are you doing, huh?
I mean, they do pretty all right, from what I understand. Like, every time I've gone there,
Are you far away from your mic? Because you sound like you're in the next room or something.
I at least I haven't moved since it started.
Oh, there you go. Now it's fine. It sounded like you... Okay, it sounded like you were in the next room. It sounded like you're in the classic joke in shows, like, don't worry, I'm following you. I'm just perpetually lowering the sound of my voice. So,
right. But no, I'd say Cheesecake Factory, they're doing pretty good right now. You know, I'm not I can't think of too many things I dislike about Cheesecake Factory, other than the closest one to me is like a couple hours away. So maybe like make one closer to me. I mean, right. That's pretty specific though. I joked about that with the Wendy's. Like, yeah, I have one right across the street. But obviously, that's not good for a business.
So what
to
I'm
be like, specifically here.
So what I'm hearing is that if you become CEO of any food company that you like, you're just gonna plant them around your house like a freaking food court. You're just gonna have all the. You're just gonna have all the options right there.
Yeah, you'd be like, do I want Wendy's today? Or do I want Cheesecake Factory?
Do I want Wendy's or Cheesecake Factory? Oh, God, there's Burger King! Burn it!
Get out of here, Burger King. Blow them up.
Blow them up.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even say, like, make more cheesecakes because they have, like, so many kinds. Like, it's crazy.
I know, man. They already have, like, 40. Why stop at 40, you know?
Yeah, why not make 41?
I mean, you got to make 69. You got to make 69 permanent ones. That way, there's the meme for eternity, basically. You know what I mean?
Right. You gotta land on the 69 and be like, we're done making new cheesecakes because this is the perfect amount.
Exactly.
And I think that's all we gotta do. We gotta make even more cheesecakes, even more factories. wait a minute.
Well, my thing is, like, would you change anything with the decor? Like, do you find the decor weird, or, like, what would you do there?
I mean, I feel like the decor is pretty solid. It's set up, at least the ones I've been to, are set up in a way where they're not, like, fancy restaurant looking, but they look at least a little bit nicer, especially for the price of them. I mean, it's not, like, a cheap place, but it's not an outrageously priced restaurant either, so it's... So the decor is pretty nice.
So would you change prices then, or would you try and lower them in any way?
Lower prices to be free for me specifically. Everyone else, I raise prices. They pay more.
They pay more. So you raise the prices for them. Yes.
No, I feel like maybe I'd lower the prices a bit, but not like to an extreme amount. Because like I said, they're not terribly priced. It's just a little bit.
I mean, they're more than the typical sit down place, but.
Right.
But yeah, and, they're not like struggling or anything, but I was just curious what you'd do since I know it's one of your favorite places.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, John. Give it to me. What? Give it to me good and hard. Wait, what?
Good on that one.
You don't remember that Markiplier quote?
I do not.
I was hoping you would know what it is, so it would just be a weird call out. But whatever.
Like, all right, then.
Anyway.
Anyways, you are now the CEO of YouTube.
Oh, boy. Well, I could tell you a couple things I'd do. First thing is, I'd stop being biased against gaming, because I don't know why that's a thing. I'd also make variety content. I'd push variety content more because variety is such they're disadvantaged, but that's not exactly what I was looking for. But they have all these different disadvantages against them, so it's almost like a bias against them too. And if you're variety gaming, forget about it. So, like, there's so much... It's not a stigma, because people love variety gaming. It's just that YouTube doesn't put it out as much. And I'd also do the opposite, where I'd stop promoting so much, like, news crap. Because I wouldn't stop promoting news, because it's YouTube, there's free speech, and I don't want to... Basically, what I would do is I'd make it equal for everyone. I wouldn't make it so that one category outshines another, you know? Like, I wouldn't promote gaming so much that gaming becomes the number one thing, but just so that it would be stop being locked in this kind of cage that it's in. Now, YouTube CEO, I forget their name, but recently, in the last few years, they've been promoting, like, smaller channels. Like, I'll watch a Kitchen Nightmares video, and I'll get a Minecraft YouTuber that has, like, 35 views on the video. And so that's cool. I wouldn't really need to change that, because they're already kind of doing that. Because that's how you get exposure as a new person. I'd also have to, the algorithm is abysmal. I'd have to fix that. I'd pay people more. Simple as that. YouTube is owned by Google, so Google has infinite money. Now, because I'm CEO of YouTube and not Google, I'd have to work out that out. But I'd try and pay people more. They've kind of already done the thing where you can enter the YouTube Partner Program quicker now, or like easier, I should say. But at the same time, you're still not being paid all that much. I'd pay people more in terms of smaller creators. Maybe have like a separate way for smaller creators to get funded, and then bigger creators, they don't lose the access. It just becomes more nullified because they're getting more from AdSense and that type of thing. So something like that. That way, it's not equal, because obviously, if you're doing a better job, you should get more money for that. Like, kind of like any job, right? But I'd make visibility more of a consistent thing, because even with my channel, I'm variety gaming. I have like two different disadvantages against me. So obviously I'm biased a little bit in terms of that matter. But even for other variety gaming people that I know, you either got to stick to one specific game, or you got to even if you stick to a specific genre, sometimes it still doesn't work. And if you, like I said, if you do variety gaming, forget it. You're not being shown anywhere. I'd make it more accessible. I'd make it easier for people to get money, especially at the very beginning. and then just make it, obviously, I'd make it way, I'd try to dedicate, I don't know if they have a division for this already, if they don't, I'd make one. But, it, like, I'd either strengthen the division or make a new division for, like, let's go with bad content, is how I'd describe it. So, Jack Doherty, hate the guy, ban him, he probably already is banned, but if he's not, ban him anyway. I think he is, actually, now I think about it. And then I would, like, strike down on, like, spam and, like, scammers. I strike down on, like, you know, adult content that shouldn't be on there, right? Stuff like that, basically, just to make YouTube more safer. Obviously, there's YouTube Kids where they should be going, but you know YouTube, you know kids are accessing normal YouTube, so you got to make it.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Because also, the adult content shouldn't be on YouTube anyway. It goes against their own policies. They just don't act against it. They don't strike down on it. So I would actually, like I said, either if the division exists, I would strengthen it, or if it doesn't, I'd make it to strike down on that kind of stuff. So that's a lot of the big changes I'd do. I don't know. I'm looking at the YouTube UI right now on mobile. On mobile, I'd change a couple things. On desktop, it's not horrible. But looking on YouTube, the mobile app, it's not awful. I think it's generally fine. What the UI looks like. I can't really think of anything at the moment that I'd change. But yeah, so those are just the big changes I'd do. Oh, you know what? I'd bring back YouTube Originals. Is that what it was called? YouTube Originals. That way I can help fund creators make some really cool stuff, which is what InSpace with Markiplier was, which was what obviously basically everything Markiplier did was a YouTube Original. Actually, I guess the earlier stuff wasn't, like a date, and I don't think that stuff was. but Game Lab that MatPat did, that was a YouTube Original. So like I'd bring back YouTube Originals because they had some really good stuff with that. So that's the other thing I'd do too.
Yeah, that's fair. So. I was just curious, you know, because you're on YouTube. I'm sure you have plenty of issues with the platform. For me, I'm like, oh yeah, what's this with all these ads, huh? Like, why do we got to have, like, two ads that are unskippable for, like, 30 seconds before the video?
Yeah, I forgot.
And also, for some reason, like, if you're watching on YouTube, like, YouTube TV, not YouTube TV where you pay for it, but, like, if you're watching something on a TV, there's way more ads. Like, my little sister watches YouTube on the TV all the time, and she gets so many, like, an absurd amount. I'm like, what are you doing here, YouTube? Like,
so what? That's another thing I'd, like, look into, too, because also, a thing I'd bring back, and I know why they got rid of it, but they shouldn't have in the first place, is when you watched on TV specifically, if you didn't like the ad you got, you could report the ad, or not report it, you could, like, tell YouTube to stop giving it to you, and you could, there's three different reasons you could give, like, it's not relevant, or whatever the reasons were, and then you'd hit send, and it'd block the ad, and it would skip back to the video. Now, I'm aware that people utilize that to just skip the ad, instead of actually reporting it, because you could hit return to video, and it'd do the same thing without actually reporting the ad. And I'll be honest, I used it because it was just faster. Because when I watch YouTube on computer, I have an ad blocker because my goodness, criminy, it's the internet's almost impossible to use without an ad blocker. So I have an ad blocker built in, but on TV, obviously I don't. And so I did that. And then one day it was just gone. And no, you can no longer even report the ad. You have to, like, pull up your phone and do it or something now. which, again, I understand why they took it away. They took it away because, myself included, we're abusing it. So while I am an avid user of that, I'll just bring it back so that way you can do it. And also, when you did report an ad, because I got it like a weird, like, I wouldn't say like adult content ad, but it was kind of riding the lines of that. It wasn't a product that should be an ad on YouTube. It should be more of an ad somewhere else. And so I reported it and saying, this is not relevant. Stop giving this to me. And you want to know what the very next ad I got was? The exact same thing. The literally exact same thing. And then I did this over a couple of different days and found out that when you say this ad is irrelevant or whatever excuse you give that you don't want it, YouTube doesn't care. they don't actually stop you from getting the ad, even though there's a pop-up that says you won't see this again or something along the lines of that. What do you mean you won't see this again? I'm literally looking at it right now. So that I'd fix and or look into. I don't know if that's a pyramid scheme of them doing that, or if they're not even aware that's happening. But whatever it is, I'd fix it, because that is absolute garbage. If you give me a pop-up that says you won't see this again, I better not see it again. You know what I mean? So yeah, I completely I got blindsided. I forgot ads was even a problem. Yeah, the ad problem that'd be a whole ball game. But I'd try and fix it as much as I could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's such an issue. And there's times I've been seeing things that are, like you said, not YouTube appropriate in advertisements, and I'm like, what are you doing here, YouTube, huh? Are you gonna, like, if you're gonna not allow this stuff on the platform, which is fair, I'm not saying you should allow this stuff on the platform, but if you're not gonna allow it on the platform, then you shouldn't have it in your ads.
Right.
Saying, doesn't make sense, doesn't line up.
Yep.
And if your reasoning is mainly for advertisement purposes, because they obviously want people to have ads on their platform, then what are we doing here? Because obviously your ad donors, I don't know, but the supporters, the people give you that you pay you to put the ads on your platform, obviously they're fine with that sort of thing because they're putting it into ads. So what are we doing here? You gotta have it make sense, make it consistent.
Make it make sense.
But, yeah, that's a huge problem that's going on. So that makes sense.
All right. Well, for your last company, I think there's only one way to end this episode, John. You are now the CEO of Dunkin'.
Dunkin'. Wow. Obviously. Right next to the Wendy's by my house, obviously.
Of course.
Good. I'm trying to think of things I had issue with Dunkin'.
Well, you don't have to necessarily be issues. It'd just be something you'd personally like to change, you know? They don't have to be issues, necessarily.
Right. I just changed it to Dunkin'. Like, it's officially called Dunkin' and not Dunkin' Donuts, because, like, yeah, I get it. That's where they started. That's why they had.
They've been called Dunkin' for, like, the past 5 years now.
Like, officially, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's official. It's the only thing on their sign now.
Well,
maybe we shouldn't make John the CEO of a company he doesn't even know what the name of it is. Maybe let's not.
But you know, what I would say is I would sponsor this very interesting podcast. I've been a fan of for ever since the first, like, even before they released their first episode, I was a fan of this podcast called The Provokers.
Yeah, that's a good answer. You know, so that's a good answer. I like that answer.
Yes, indeed. I'd sponsor them because they deserve it. And then I would be like, you know, as well as my unlimited free copy and food forever.
I wouldn't say no to that.
So, you know, that's what I would do, for sure.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, fix some of those few things on the app, because there's been a couple times I've been in there. This is stupid. Why is this the case?
Yeah, their AI, their UI is stupid, so. But I'm a graphic designer, and I'm allowed to say that, so. Because I work with that kind
indeed,
of stuff.
Indeed.
But also, I don't know if you thought about this, but in terms of menu items, a lot of their donuts suck. They gotta find a new recipe with whatever donut manufacturer they have, because their donuts, quite frankly, suck. The only ones they give a pass is, like, Boston Cream. They have a couple seasonal ones that are doing pretty, like, I had the spider donut, that was okay. But, like, a lot of the frosted donuts specifically are awful. Like, just awful. Just tastes like it's just pure sugar and cardboard. That's all it tastes like. So I'd figure that out. Because their donuts, I see why they got donuts out of their name, because where they shine is coffee and, like, sandwiches. Their actual donuts, though, hit or miss on most of them. So I, if I was a CEO, I'd try and figure out like how to fix that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fair one. I mean, like I said, I don't even get their donuts that often, so
right.
That kind of goes to show how they're less superior, I guess, to the coffees, the drinks menu. Is their food is like all right, not bad. I wouldn't be like, oh, this is disgusting. Why would anyone feed this to somebody else? I'd be like, it's just not as good as it could be, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you said pretty much what I would do. I of course got to sponsor that one podcast, the Provokers podcast. I mean, not even to sponsor, like we just got like partner for a lifetime. You know, like every episode. We talk about, like in the middle, we say, hey, by the way, this, we're partnered with Dunkin', go buy stuff. And then, that's all we gotta do. And then we get free money and then free food. And that's all we gotta do. And then, yeah, I change some of the menu items. And you know what I'd do? Cause I'm just, this is how I am. I'd keep their peppermint swirl for the entire year. Peppermints, who says peppermints? Who was the idiot that said peppermint is only reserved for the Christmas season, huh? Who is that, and where's their current address? Because I need to give them a firm handshake, because that is not true. The peppermint should be at any time I want peppermint, all right? It's a mint. So, yeah. I'd leave peppermint, because, like, it's my favorite time of the year, because, obviously, Christmas and yada, 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 but also because it's the only time of the year where I can get peppermint coffee. So, yeah.
Yes, I agree with that decision. It shouldn't be seasonal. Other than like candy canes, but yeah. Even so, like those aren't
peppermint was around long before candy canes happened. So,
right, and then there's also other peppermint things that aren't seasonal, aren't associated with Christmas. So, yeah. Like, what are we doing here?
But you never see like a spearmint. You never see like a spearmint coffee unless it's like they somehow mastered it, right? But, like, peppermint, like, and also, if Dunkin's the only, if I do that and Dunkin's the only place that has peppermint coffee all year round, instead of going to Starbucks or, like, whatever, they're going to come to me because they know that I'm the only one that has peppermint coffee right now. So, whereas Starbucks right. And everyone else, I mean, if that truly happened, Starbucks and everyone else might ride the bandwagon, but you never know. But if they don't, then they can only come to Dunkin' for that. So.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Because whenever it's peppermint season, I'm like, ooh, time to get that peppermint flavored coffee and other peppermint flavored things, because I really like it, and it's not sold year round for some reason. Like, but I think it's dumb.
Yeah. So that'd be a thing. I almost forgot to mention that, but that'd be a thing I'd change too.
Indeed. Valid.
Well, John, I think it's about time to end the episode for today.
Indeed. We shall. Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for watching a black screen.
Yes, of course, because this was a April Fool's episode in November.
Of course. Well, this will be December.
In December, of course. Because, you know, that's what makes it such a good April Fool's prank, is that it's only close to April.
So, right. There's a video I watched literally yesterday. Where the guy was like, here's my ideas for like holidays that should exist or whatever. The first one he said was surprise April Fools, and so it's a surprise every year when April Fools actually is. It's not even in April sometimes. So I'm like, hey, you know what? That would make April Fools actually fun, because you never know when it's coming.
Exactly. I would agree with that. That's a good premise.
So if you blow up an orphanage, you could be like, hey, April Fools!
Like, oh, no, that's my get out of jail free code. It's actually April Fools today, so it's fine.
Either that or you just say, it's just a prank, bro, and then all consequences are lifted, you know? So.
Right, because if it's a prank, it means you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if you did.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's how the internet works.
Indeed it is, but thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. If you want to find myself over at Jeebens Feebens on Twitch and Jeebens Feebens on YouTube, and of course Jeebens Feebens VODs on YouTube, where I have my VODs from my Twitch channel, so you can check those out. And then you can check out Ethan over at Flabs XZ Gaming over on YouTube and on Twitch, although he doesn't stream so much these days, but who knows, maybe, like I said, like I always say, he could be watching this in the future when he is streaming. And even if he's not, you can follow so you know when he does. So it's really no reason not to. Unless you hate his guts, and then like I can't do anything for you about that. You know, I don't know how you got this far into the podcast episode if you hate his guts.
I'm only here for the ball, John, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Alright, well, I mean, fair reason, I suppose. And then you can also check out the Provokers Pod over Twitter, that's what they're called over there, and on Instagram with the Provokers Podcast Official, where you get all the sorts of updates and whatnot. Pretty much, if there's something to be announced, that's where it's going to be announced first. So obviously, you would want to check that out. And then we also have the two songs that we mentioned earlier at the beginning of the episode. Next up, John. Next up, Ethan. Over on pretty much any place that streams music except YouTube Music, because they're stupid. And the Patreon. You can check out the Patreon. It's called the Provokers. We have tiers ranging from $1 to $100, and the more you pay, the more you get. And obviously, when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server with us over there. You can tell us about how you disagree with every take we've ever said, how you agree with everything we've ever said. Only those two options. The only thing we can talk about.
Imagine paying $100 to tell someone that you disagree with everything they've ever said.
Indeed. And then also we have the extended cut episodes, which are over there on Patreon store, which the first few are like $3, and you can kind of see what the format there is like. And then if you enjoy it, then there's more that are for $5, so you get spend a little bit more money if you want. But with all that out of the way, we will see you guys next time.